Councillor Mark Jettison.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Like a number of councillors here, I did take part in Councillor John's formal budget consultation when he came to Bermondsey Community Council. And at that came with, you know, as appropriate, with other residents, with friends and neighbours at that meeting. And at that budget consultation meeting, we were given out little green, little red forms with £1 million on them to suggest where we would make cuts to council expenditure. And I took five of those little red forms, each worth £1 million, and wrote, "Don't introduce free school meals for the richest kids in Southwark." I think that it is unreasonable. I think that it is unreasonable in times like these, and much as I respect that it was an election policy, the rightness or wrongness of that election policy we can debate, but I never believed in a million years that a Labour council would be choosing to divert funds away from programmes like the Southwark Games, away from the Irish Pensioners Group, and towards giving free school meals to the richest kids in this borough. Those facts are And why did they do this? Because they viewed it necessary to do so. They had already, when they took over Southwark Council, they came to the cupboard, as the allegory goes, they came to the cupboard and found it's not bare, but with many, many million pounds in it. And if they didn't divert that money away, waste that money on programmes like free school meals, they wouldn't have to have made these cuts. And that would have been a political problem for them, because they had already, by the 20th of May 2010, written their press release against the cuts being made in this borough, and so they had to get, and when they found they had millions in the bank, well, maybe they'd better start working out a way of making these cuts. That is why they're not using contingency money. That is why they're wasting £5 million on free school meals for the richest kids in this borough. And my question is merely, how do we prevent this happening again? In my view, proposals in the Liberal Democrat Amendment around diverting money, £1.2 million into a community chest, so that local people, such as we have here, can make the decisions, that's the correct way to go. We, unlike you, are not afraid of the people. That is why we're suggesting programmes like the community chest. And we think the public agree with us.